I think my biggest strength is just the ability to be a complete tight end. You know, a tight end that can hold the point and inline blocking, as well as, you know, run down, stretch the field in the seam, and make plays in the passing game.
Yes, I do. I got caught up in my sophomore year at Arkansas and, you know, catching, you know, 60-plus balls a season, and I got really excited and really didn't excel in blocking, and Coach Petrino didn't like that one bit, you know. So I worked real hard going into my junior year becoming a better blocker. In my senior year, I kind of put two and two together and did what I feel became a complete tight end, you know, and that was, you know, hats off to Coach Petrino. He gave me the right mindset and mentality to become not just a pass-catching tight end, but a run blocker as well.
I think, you know, as a tight end, you have to really give both sides 100% effort. You can't focus on catching and not your blocking. You can't focus on blocking and not your catching. Because if you do that, you won't stay balanced. And, you know, as a tight end, the more balanced you are, the more threatening you are to a defense.
A lot of teams say that they scout, or the player that they want to end up drafting is the player that they see on film. You know, and they say, I tell them time after time, I have the attitude. I'm not that player that, you know, when they hear you got a lead block against Ray Lewis, you know, I say this now because I don't see him across from me. But the attitude is, okay, let's go do it. We're out here playing football. This is what we do. So my attitude is right in becoming that blocker. But a lot of them do say they see me as, you know, the route runner, that H, you know, type position, and that's what they want to play me at. But I'm open to do anything.
For me, you know, I felt like Notre Dame was the best place for me. Obviously, Ohio State's a great program. They've had a lot of success. And for an Ohio kid, most Ohio kids grow up dreaming to go to Ohio State. But for me, it was, you know, I was always just a fan of football. And, you know, I went in with an open mind and fell in love with Notre Dame.
If they saw a mismatch, I wasn't just that guy they put out there to be a decoy. I actually ran routes out there, and I felt good doing it. And that's something, you know, you put a big guy like me out there, you feel like you're giving him candy. And I got a big smile on my face, and, you know, pretty much going to catch this ball no matter what, since I got the small opportunity that I got.
The passion and the loyalty of the fans and just the whole game day atmosphere at Tennessee, no matter where you go, it's unmatched. And, you know, even through the ups and the downs of my career at Tennessee, you know, the fans have been there 100% of the way, and, you know, just made an extremely memorable time of my life.
You know, Coach Weiss runs the pro-style offense, multiple tight ends, and then Coach Kelly has the spread, and, you know, you're not going to change 11 personnel. You're going to stay with three wide receivers, tight end and a running back, for the majority of the game. And, you know, you're going to spread it out and create mismatches and take advantage of what the defense is doing.
Understand size is a mismatch, but I do know it is the NFL, and everyone has that mentality. I don't care how big I am, I'm going to come knock your head off, and that just becomes a mental and toughness game. And that's something that I've pretty much had no choice but to learn how to like at Arkansas playing with Coach Petrino. And the NFL, you know, can be fun, but it is a business, and that's the way that I want to approach it. And if that business means going across the middle, catching one, and your head almost coming off after the catch, as long as I catch the ball, I'm ready to do it.
My strengths are the balance I have. You know, I feel like I can do. I'm a really good blocker, and I feel like I'm a really good receiver. And you know, I mean, as a defense, that's hard to prepare for. You look at the guys that are doing it well. Look at the Steelers. You know, look at the Patriots. Look at the Cowboys. You know, they have all guys that are dual threat guys, and their tight ends are very successful because of it.
I think it's something that's rare. You know, you don't see many guys that are able to play first down, second down, and third down. And, you know, that's my goal every day when I'm working. I want to be a tight end that is an all down tight end.